welcome to Inside the Music, a podcast series from the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. I'm Steve Brown, and Inside the Music is produced by the RSO and WVTF Public Radio in Roanoke, with yours truly as your host. Today, we're talking with RSO Music Director and Conductor David Stewart Wiley about music to be performed on May 5th and 6th at the Shaftman Performance Hall in the Jefferson Center in Roanoke, featuring music by Copeland, Hanson, Donagny, and the maestro himself. For the final concert of the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra's 2012-2013, it is Appalachian Spring in the Blue Ridge, and it features a few interesting works that, this one is having its world premiere. It's actually film music composed by, and we have the composer here, David Stewart Wiley. Tell us a little bit about this film.
Well, thanks, Steve. It really, in many ways, is a tribute to the beauty of our region, Virginia's Blue Ridge. I had the privilege of being invited to compose some film music for the film Lake Effects, a film that is now in international distribution, showing from time to time also on the Hallmark Channel, as friends and neighbors tell us. This music is a piece that I wrote. I read the script and saw some film clips. Stars Jane Seymour and a really wonderful cast who filmed it here in Virginia, a lot out at Smith Mountain Lake, many locations in the Roanoke Valley as well. And so when I was driving and looking at the film clips and the beauty of the Smith Mountain Lake region, the music came to me. And so this piece I wrote for the film, it appears twice in the film, actually. Most famously for the section filmed on the dock, there's a young lady doing Tai Chi. There is a beautiful painting in the background by Eric Fitzpatrick, our dear friend and colleague. And the music came and concentric circles, basically, the sound, the waves, much like a metaphor for education or parenting or anything. We send the ripples go out and they come back to us in ways that we don't often expect. Out of tribute to our region, this is Concentric Circles, music from the film Lake Effects. So there is just a little segment of my concentric circles, and you have to imagine the water shimmering in the background, the leaves, the fall changing.
Well, I could certainly see a nice leisurely drive along the parkway with that going on, the CD player, actually.
Indeed, I'm listening to it, and my eyelids are starting to flutter, Steve. It is a peaceful piece and came from a peaceful place when I was composing it. In the recording that we were playing, these were... I was at the keyboard, members of the Roanoke Symphony. This was then sent to L.A. as they edited the music into the soundtrack. And there were other things that we recorded as well by request. They wanted a scene. There was the lake monster that was invading the wine festival. So we did a segment from Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, which was fun to do. So it was pretty cool, the collaborative project, and to have a small part in that. And there are so many people. I'm sure there are VTF listeners and folk listening to this recording who were involved in it. So it's pretty neat when an entire region can come together and do a project like this. And I was really humbled to have a small part in it with this music for Lake Effects.
One of the other main works on the first half of the program is, I'm hard-pressed to see a Blue Ridge connection on this one. I mean, the composer is the most famous son of that great metropolis, Wahoo, Nebraska, American composer Howard Hanson.
Hanson really was an amazing American, not even American composer, amazing American. The way he mentored young people, became the dean, music schools, and great composer. The Symphony No. 2, his Romantic Symphony, is one that we have done during my tenure with the Roanoke Symphony, and I love dearly. I mean, he was an unapologetic romantic in his music making, although he did conduct a lot of pretty modern stuff in different from his own style of composition. But this is a really unusual piece and rarely heard work, Fantasy Variations are on a theme of youth. As a youngster wrote this piece, it is scored for strings and solo piano when we perform it with the RSO. So pleased that our pianist Tracy Cowden, wonderful colleague with whom I have the privilege of collaborating, will be our soloist. But listen to the opening string sonority, setting this wonderful mood and padding of sound, and after the introduction, the piano will make her way out. This is the opening of Howard Hanson's Fantasy Variations on a Theme of Youth. Rising upward, wonderful silence here. Just a moment, we have, I think, a little quote, almost as if it were from Beethoven 5. This. Kind of fate, the fate of youth. Then the violins alone get this theme from the opening rising and surprise. So this is the flavor of the opening, and as it builds, becomes quite virtuosic as the piano has powerful runs. I think Hanson may be becoming aware of a lot of the European composers. I mean, for me, it almost feels a little bit later like Shostakovich in its way, yet American to the core with its affect, these beautiful harmonies in quite a different way than, say, Aaron Copland, the composer featured on the second half of our program tonight. So wanted to move forward and hear some of these really exciting sections where the piano gets to demonstrate her virtuosity. So here's the end of the introduction, and now the sense of propulsion. Thank you. So there's a little flavor of Howard Hanson's creativity and inventiveness. Clearly also knew the music of Stravinsky, these wonderful meter changes of 2 plus 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Just shifting meters and palettes of color that's going, and all along the piano is just roaring forward. A really neat and quintessentially American piece, I think, by this great composer.
Howard Hanson's one of those guys that really he has not gotten the recognition he really deserves. He's a marvelous composer, spent his life in the service of music, longtime director of the Eastman Rochester School of Music, and all of the pictures and everything I've read about guys just makes him seem like just really such a happy guy you'd want to spend time with.
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, his dedication to young performers as well as composers really is quite legendary. Maybe one of the untold stories in this country are the conservatories and the men and women who have led and kind of mentored the generation of young performers of the future. And Hanson certainly would have to be at the top of that list. And with that in mind, thought that we would feature not only our wonderful pianist, Tracy Cowden, but this great American composer as well.
And then we move from an American-born composer to a, well, sort of transplanted composer, originally from Hungary, I guess, Ernst von Dohnányi. Now, yes, his grandson is the conductor Krzysztof von Dohnányi. They do pronounce it different. And it's kind of an interesting story. The original Hungarian pronunciation apparently is Dohnányi, but the family moved to Germany and Germanized it to von Dohnányi. But when the Nazis came to power and all that, like many other artists, they left and came to America, where Dohnányi reverted to the original Hungarian Dohnányi, but I find it interesting that he kept the German version of his first name, Ernst, instead of going back to the original Erno.
Absolutely, and so grateful that he did come to the United States and did some residence here, and as the only really non-American-born composer on this program, wanted to feature this great, great work originally for string quintet, including, you know, with the piano. Just one of my favorite pieces and one that I have loved for years. And as I was putting together the rest of the program with the Appalachian Spring, this really seemed, the affect of it, the wonderful, impetuous, youthful energy of it, seemed to fit well on this program.
You would think Opus 1 would be a pretty early work.
Exactly. But it has great tune after great tune. And I thought we might listen to this wonderful opening. We start off in the dark key of C minor with the solo piano, and the strings come plucked until they finally get the melody that the piano has stated. A great, great tune, and one that, quite frankly, I'm sure the film composer John Williams knew when he wrote the music to Superman, the Superman films years ago. But an early work, an exciting, youthful work by the great composer. This is the first movement of the quintet. Lovely second theme, too, combined with the first. And now violin gets the original. Wonderful transition here. Thank you. the composer transitions to the major key. Lovely. In just a moment, the piano takes up the tune while the strings accompany. So just a lovely, lovely work that has one great melody after the other, and beautifully crafted work by the composer.
Who became pretty well assimilated into American life. His American Rhapsody for huge orchestra is just a wonderful piece. I mean, you haven't lived until you've heard, you know, full symphony orchestra playing on top of Old Smoky.
Exactly.
It's wonderful.
Or the variations on a nursery rhyme.
that is a riot.
Oh, my goodness. One of the great, I mean, Brahmsian at moments things. I mean, a true genius and one who knew his craft so intimately as a composer and performer. Just a joy to be able to do this music.
And finally, in the first half, we have what many people consider to be the American composer, Aaron Copland.
I still remember the famous commercial where they say, beef, it's what's for dinner, and they play the hoedown. So before we do our performance of it, which we will not listen to right now, our wonderful concertmaster, Akemi, will play the original tune, Bonaparte's Retreat, which sets up this wonderful piece with the original character of the fiddle tune. Of course, music by the great Aaron Copland, and without Copland, we wouldn't have the same kind of flavor and associations with the music of the West, if you will. There are so many things. It's so ingrained in the American psyche, this music.
I love it. A little Jewish kid from Brooklyn. He's the basic exemplary of the great open American spaces.
Amazing, isn't it?
America's a wonderful country.
Exactly. Well, I was thinking we just did for our last concert the Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage by Beethoven, and Beethoven maybe never saw the ocean, or Debussy for La Mer for that matter. So it takes creativity and imagination to create great art.
Mm-hmm. The second half of the program is Aaron Copland's beautiful Appalachian Spring. And as a matter of fact, Maestro Wiley had recorded a program illuminating the work a bit earlier. Why don't we just listen to that right now?
Copland loved this work. Copland especially loved the original instrumentation for this work, 13 players, and asked in the score, if possible, that an extra stand of strings in order to fill out the sonority could be added to the 13 players. But this was the version that he used in the ballet with Martha Graham and in the version that won the Pulitzer Prize. And to honor this piece and to share our love of it with you, we wanted to play just a few examples. I know that this is a work that is familiar to many of us, but I hope that by just playing a few examples beforehand, you'll hear it in a sense with new ears and new appreciation for what an extraordinary work this was and what an extraordinary man, a humble human being Aaron Copland was. Copland loved to collect folk music and fiddle tunes, and in fact, one of the tunes that we have in the middle of this 26-minute suite that he arranged is in fact a barn dance, and when he would coach this piece, Copland would say, "This is a barn dance, folks, let's get in the mood when we play this." And it's kind of a lopsided dance. It's meters, not in groups of twos, but twos plus twos and threes, a little lopsided, like a table with a leg that's a little bit longer or shorter than the other ones. So this is one of the barn dance tunes that we have in here, perfect for Southwest Virginia.
Thank you.
melody that appears around 15 minutes into the Appalachian Spring Suite is the Shaker tune, Simple Gifts. And this tune starts off very softly. We have a sonority in the orchestra and flute, and then the clarinet gets it, and we start a series of variations as Copland uses and plays with this tune. Some kind of a country organ with this melody that happens very softly after we play our full chorale. So first the end, the climax of the Shaker tune, and then into the hymn tune that Copland loves so much. Simple man, a very humble man, and lived through many changes, not only in the world, but in the world of music. He lived through fellow composers writing atonality, and throughout all of that, he kind of stuck to his guns. He said, this is the music that I want to write. This is the music that speaks to me, these straightforward harmonies. And later in life, when Copland lost the ability to speak, he would sit at his piano for hours, and friends would come and pay their respects to him and spend time with him. And he would sit at the piano and unable to talk, he would play the following chord, often called the Copland chord or the Appalachian Spring chord. And he would sit at the piano and just play this and look up at people, look up at his family, look up at his friends, and as if to say, I hear you. I can't speak with you, but I hear what you're saying. I know what you're feeling. And we just play this hour after hour, and that was the last, for those who knew him, that was the last thing that they heard him play.
And that was Maestro David Stewart Wiley talking about Copland's Appalachian Spring, which is the big work on the second half of, well, this is the final concert of this season, so I think it's appropriate we talk a little bit about what's coming up next year.
Absolutely. We are so excited to soon be commencing our Diamond Anniversary Symphony season with the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Your RSO, 60 years old. We turned 60 not too many weeks ago officially, and our 2013-14 season, beginning this coming fall through next summer, is truly exciting. We have huge masterworks concerts, including works like the Korngold Cello Concerto with superstar cellist Zool Bailey coming to the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra with the Sibelius Second Symphony. We have the debut of Vijay Venkatesh, amazing Indian-American pianist from Los Angeles, a young rising star to play the first piano concerto by Franz Liszt. We have Der Freischütz Overture by Weber. We have a world premiere by a wonderful Virginia composer, maybe familiar to you, Steve. His name is Steve Brown.
I've heard about him, yeah.
So excited to premiere that piece on a program that includes the Firebird Suite by Stravinsky, 1919, and the great cantata Alexander Nevsky by Sergei Prokofiev, an extraordinary piece that has never been done with the Roanoke Symphony. Other huge works, we have brand new destination concerts as we are expanding the offering and accessibility of the Roanoke Symphony throughout our region. We have these new programs that include one-hour programs with works like the Mozart Clarinet Concerto. We have others with Vivaldi Gloria, Messiah choruses. So now more than ever, this is a time to celebrate the success of the Roanoke Symphony. We look forward to continuing and strengthening our partnership with WVTF Public Radio. And as a loyal listener and supporter, my wife Leah and I just love these programs and the ability to be able to hear great music on the radio. So I invite you, if you're listening, come to as many of our concerts as we can. You can go online at rso.com and learn more about our programs. I invite listeners to come to Virginia's Blue Ridge Music Festival in Floyd at the end of May and beginning of June. And you can go on the WVTF website to get a link to that, or the Roanoke Symphony website to link to it. Full orchestra concerts based in Floyd, Virginia. So a lot of exciting things going on. I have a busy summer planned with travels to New York and other points abroad. I am grateful for the opportunity to serve as music director now more than ever as we celebrate soon the 60th anniversary of your RSO, Roanoke Symphony Orchestra.
And your 18th, I believe, as music director.
I have enjoyed every minute and looking forward to a renewed contract and years more with the RSO. And Steve, thank you for all that you bring and all of the colleagues at WVTF that we have this option for great music in our region and should celebrate it and should support it.
Well, thank you very much for this session of the Mutual Admiration Society. Thank you for being in and having the time to come in today. Thank you, Maestro David Stewart Wiley.
All the best.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Inside the Music with RSO conductor and music director David Stewart Wiley. There's a full concert schedule at the symphony website, rso.com. Until the next time we go Inside the Music, I'm Steve Brown. Take care.